Join Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim as they open God's Word and uncover more insight into the Hebrew language and reveal the compassion of the Father. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. My good friend Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks is with us this week, and she is talking to us about some great things.
Wonderful Hallelujah. Things, treasures.
The Hebrew words, you know, it just opens up so many of the things. Like, I'm sure there's just good books that tell us what those words are, key words.
Yes.
And probably in our package even today, there's some that just, if you just knew what you were reading here, like for instance, bless, what all it says to us, it's exciting. You know, you see, I can see why you love to go and study.
I do.
And what
I love
all, to. You've gotten so much revelation.
Right, from the Word of God.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't study biblical Hebrew, I just studied spoken Hebrew because I wanted to be able to talk to people. Mm-hmm. When I was in school, we didn't have every kind of foreign language like we have today.
That's right.
And they had Latin.
Those
and
in the
so
old
I
days.
Studied Latin in the old days. You couldn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, since Julius Caesar was gone, but anyway, no one to talk to. And they said, well, this Latin is going to help you in other languages. Well, I don't know if it did or didn't. But I sure do enjoy Hebrew and the light that it throws on the Scripture.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to talk to the people, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be able to say, Shalom. Mashlomech, and I want to hear them say,
Baruch Hashem Tov.
Yes, I ask her, what is your peace?
I said, I'm good.
I greeted her with Shalom, which
we
is...
We say that ourselves.
Sure.
How are you? I'm good.
Yeah. I said to her, Baruch Hashem, no, I said to you, Shalom, that means I'm giving you peace upon you. That's what Jesus said when he came back. He said, Shalom Aleichem, peace upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, what is your peace to a woman, Mashlomech? And you said, Tov. Now, if you're going to say, I am good, you'd have to say Tova. But you're saying how your peace is. You're saying how your life is. It's Tov.
It is.
And Tov is a marvelous, wonderful, wonderful word. It's good. It's
good.
Much better
God
than...
God is good.
Yeah, God is good. See, it's like a name for God. And so in 2 Chronicles, and I meant to... Yeah, here it is. Just happened to open to it. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles, we were reading that, what they said at the temple. You remember 2 Chronicles chapter 5, when they finished that temple and they got, it was on the Feast of Tabernacles, and Solomon brought in the Ark of the Covenant and brought it into the new temple, which was then the first temple. And it tells to us, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and then did not wait by course. Normally they took courses and turns serving in the temple, but they had every priest there, be about 4,500 of them. They also had the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen. Now the Levites are like the choir. They're like the servers out of the priesthood, and they're the choir, and they have cymbals and psalteries and harps. They stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord.
Mm.
And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for... Now, look at that. In the King James, mm-hmm. you see that he is in italics.
Uh-huh.
But it has the meaning of he is. It's talking about God. Hallelujah. For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. And they were actually saying, hallelujah, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo. Hallelujah, ki tov, good, ki for leolam, to all the future, to all the worlds, to all that's hidden out there in time or in being, his mercy endures. Hallelujah, bless the
Praise
Lord. Isn't that
God.
A blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to point out to you what a marvelous word that word good is. Now, in Proverbs 18, and I wish you would turn to this. Proverbs 18:22. Here's how it reads in the King James. Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. That's much stronger in the Hebrew. And in fact, I've even heard preachers kind of make fun and say, well, if you find a good wife, you find good, but if you don't, you find a thing. Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing. Mm. That word thing isn't even in there. Look down there in that word thing. It's italicized. Italicized words in our King James Bible, in our English Bibles, mean that word isn't there. This said, whoso finds a wife finds good. It's the same good that describes God. Whoever finds a wife finds good and obtains favor of the Lord.
Praise God.
Isn't that good? Yes, good.
Favor.
Put in the class of God. And in fact, let's just turn right over there to Genesis and let's just look at this. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Okay, here it is. Verse
Genesis
18.
Where?
This is Genesis chapter 2. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Lo tov. Not good.
Not good.
I will make him an... Now, if you hear most preachers, you're going to hear that he got a helpmeet. Or he got a helpmate. Nope. No such thing as a helpmeet. No such thing as a helpmate. He got an help. It's the Hebrew word for help. And it's the same Hebrew word, my help comes from God. He got an help. Meet for him is a phrase that's describing the kind of help.
Able.
Mm-hmm. It's actually, the Hebrew is as before him. Exactly like him. Answering to him, even over against him, in the meaning that it's a mirror image. Even in their physical, it's a mirror image. He got an help. As before him is what the Hebrew literally says. So she is like him. She corresponds to him. She looks like him. And they make a zug. I wish I could show you a couple. I wish I could show you the Hebrew letter Z and G. And when you write the Hebrew letter Z and G, it's Zion and it makes a circle. When you put it all together, it makes a whole. So she's answering unto him. She's as before him. They answer to each other just like him, over against him even,
helps
right
him,
next
blesses
to him.
Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes
and
him
looks
old.
Just like him. And, you know, they can produce children. You've got to even have the physical part in here.
Mm-hmm.
So that part is there too, answering unto him.
Yeah. I had babies.
Yep. Help. We did. And help meet for him. In other words, just
so,
like
so
just
you
like
could
him.
Say that if we're married, we're a wife. And we're not a blessing, we're not really doing it right.
That's exactly right. You're supposed to be a blessing, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
We got it. We're
got
a blessing.
It. Yeah. Let me show you that word zug. Here is how it looks. You start on this side, you know,
mm-hmm.
And we'll put this up. Zug. There's Z and there's G, and it makes a couple.
A hmm. Circle.
Mm-hmm. So she answers to him. I mean, they're like in their physical look, two halves of a whole.
Well, I'm telling you, Ken and I've been married for 46 years. We absolutely are having the best time we've
I know
ever
you
had
are.
In our whole
I know
lives.
It. I know
Life
you
just
are.
Just gets better all the time, and we're together. You know,
that's
I
right.
can't believe this. I mean,
yeah, that's
it's
how
a
it
blessing.
It's what God meant from
that's
the beginning.
Right.
That's what He meant. And you know, she was in him.
Yes.
And their name, the Bible says, their name was Adam. Their name. And then God separated one half of him. It's not just rib. It's one half. And the half that she is physically is matching here. The half that
so
he is.
Now we're
and that's
whole.
What it shows. Yeah.
Yeah the whole.
The zug kind of looks mm-hmm. like this. The letter zug. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Moving right along. Now let's
Hallelujah.
Turn to Psalm 118. That theme...
Who finds a good wife finds a good thing.
Finds
I mean, good.
Good.
Finds
yeah.
good.
He who
good.
Finds a wife finds good.
Good. Okay.
Woo, we found
got it.
Good. Bless the Lord. Now let's turn to Psalm 118. And I'm going to come back to this psalm later and tell you what a blessing it's been to me. But I want to show you that it is a recurring theme throughout the Bible, for He is good and His mercy endures forever. It is something that they said Jehoshaphat's army said when they went out to march. And it's, look at Psalm 118. And this was actually the psalm that the Lord sang after the Lord's Supper. So here we go. Let's look at Psalm 118. We're going to go into this more, and I'm going to tell you what a blessing this psalm has been to me lately. But I just want you to notice how it starts out and show you the recurring theme of saying, "For He is good, for His mercy endures forever." Psalm 118:1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." What is it? "For He is good, for His mercy endures forever." So as they sang this, the psalms are songs. Mm-hmm. It's Israel's songbook. They would sing, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo." Just like they sang down there at the day that the temple filled with the glory. Let Israel now say that His mercy endures forever. So they would say, let Israel now say, maybe the Levite, and then they would say, ki leolam chasdo. Let the house of Aaron now say, ki leolam chasdo. Let them that fear the Lord say, ki leolam hasto. So that's a recurring theme in their hymns, in their songs that they sing of praise to the Lord. His mercy endures forever. I think God had us emphasize that because we need it. Mm-hmm. We need the mercy of the Lord. And so it was a great...
And now we've been taught from the New Testament in Mark, from what Jesus said, that you can have what you say.
Mark 11:23.
So you are opening the door...
Yes.
For the presence and the blessing of God,
yes,
to work in your life.
They were absolutely doing that when they sang that.
Praise God.
They were opening the door for God's mercy to envelop them.
Isn't that great? I love it.
Praise the Lord. And they said it over and over and over. Remember what we learned about a threefold cord? When something's said, it can't be easily broken. So when something is emphasized and spoken over and over, God puts emphasis on it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now let's look back at Psalm 118.
Okay.
Oh, give thanks unto who?
The Lord.
And you notice that's capital L-O-R-D.
Jehovah?
It is what?
We call
Jehovah. We would call Jehovah. But I'm kind of glad for the King James translators that they didn't put Jehovah. They followed the trend of the Hebrew writers. The Hebrew writers would never put down His, what's called the ineffable name. Mm-hmm. And the ineffable name of God is four letters. You could find these four letters in your Psalm 119 Aleph Bet. Yud, He, Vav, He. Nobody knows how to pronounce it. It was only pronounced once a year in the Holy of Holies by the high priest. Never, ever did anybody pronounce it otherwise. So we don't know how to pronounce it. A preacher, I can't remember who he was or when it was, but he guessed... And he assigned it the sound Jehovah. Other people have guessed, and they've assigned it Yahweh. But we really don't know. But every time you see that capital L-O-R-D, it is what we would say, Jehovah. And here is the meaning of that name. I want you to get out this book right here. This is the Chumash. And I'm going to turn in here to page 304, Gloria, and 305. Now, what is this? This is the stone edition of the Chumash, the first five books of the Bible. And it's got Hebrew, which you probably won't be able to read, Aramaic, and it's got English. And then in English, it's got commentaries from the sages and the rabbis. So this is a commentary on the names of God. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, this name, they say, represents compassion. And they say, and for sure, I know this is true, this name also represents, have you got this right over here, Gloria?
I'm working on it.
Page 304.
Four, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Right down here I'm reading.
Okay.
And right now I'm about I don't know, second paragraph or so.
Okay.
He says, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, this name represents compassion. This name also represents the eternity of God. For it is composed of the letters that spell Hayah, he was. Hoveh, he is. Yihyeh, he will be. So these letters comprise the three words, he was, he is, he will be. Meaning that God's being is timeless.
Eternity.
Down in the bottom paragraph it says, it is more than a descriptive name. It is a proper noun. It is the actual name of God and is known as the ineffable name of God. Mm-hmm. Whenever you see it in the Hebrew translation, like they're going to translate it into English, they're going to say Adonai, or they will say Hashem, the name. Shem means name. Ha is the name.
The name.
So in a lot of our books that we read, we read these art scrolls, psalms to Helene, and here they call him the name. Hallelujah. Now, in the Art Scrolls commentary on Ezekiel 12:25, Art Scrolls also publishes the book of Ezekiel, it says about that name, the nature of the ineffable name of He was, He is, and He will be, in one totality, transcends all differences between past, present, and future. Within this frame, the future is as real and as true as the past. So it gives to us the eternity of God. He was, he is to come. And I like to look at Isaiah. Sometimes when I'm reading in my Hebrew Bible, then I go back to my English Bible, I turn the wrong way to get the books. So right now you have to help me get turned around and see. Isaiah 57, because the Hebrew Bible goes from back to front to us, that's really the right way. We're the ones that switched it around. But if you go to Isaiah 57 and verse 15, speaking of God, it says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy." He's eternal. His name shows us the eternity of God. He is in no way limited by time. I used to say God knows the past better than we know the future, and of course He does. But then I read a note on this verse once, reading in one of my Hebrew Bibles. He not just knows the future, He's there. He is there. He dwells in the future. He dwells in the past. He dwells in the presence. He's not in any way limited by time. He cut out a piece of time and measured it out and deals with man. But there's going to come a time, the Bible says, when time shall be no more. And we'll be this eternal creature with God. And so, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is His name. Now, Gloria, there's a wonderful scripture. I just love this scripture. When I used to be at Rhema Bible Training Center, I taught a class on publications. And I looked up in the Bible the books that the Bible speaks of outside the Bible. There are more books that God's writing. And one of the books, you know, there's the Book of Life. There's the Lamb's Book of Life.
See, yeah.
There's other books. I'm not talking about something outside and often there's some funny thing. I'm talking about books the Bible talks about.
Right.
And one of them is God's Diary. It's His journal. And it tells us about this book in Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord, remember that means worship or honor. Then they that feared the Lord, and here it's capital L-O-R-D, so it means Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. And I'm going to say it like that, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Then they that feared Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh spoke often one to another. And Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh and that thought upon His name.
He's listening right now.
He's listening to us right now.
Hallelujah. And all the people all over the world.
All the people
that are
He's
watching.
Listening to us say something right now. Oh, I'll tell you, we'll give you a little exercise here. Verse 17. and they shall be mine, saith Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh,
Hallelujah.
Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him.
Glory to God.
So this says that when we talk, Gloria, down there in the house,
in our
here
pajamas,
at the table, in the car, when we talk about him, he's listening.
Praise
and
God.
He puts it in the book that's being written before him. The kings had a book written before them. That's the way it was. Somebody wrote down, like, what they wanted to put. You remember that time in the book of Esther, they went and got the king's book where he'd written such a thing. He woke up in the nighttime and he had to see that book. That's the book. There's a book that's written before God. And the way you get in that book, his journal, his diary, I'm sure he's going to give reward out of it one day. When you talk about him or you think upon his name,
you
get in that book. All right, right now, let's do it.
Okay.
We're going to do it. On the count of three, we're going to be silent. And everybody think on Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, his name.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it all over the world, wherever you are, in Australia or Hong Kong or wherever you are. You might be watching on the internet.
Thank you.
All over the world. You get internet from everywhere. I know you do.
Yeah.
Hits from everywhere, as well as the stations that
That's
you
true.
Are on. We all together got in the book.
Hallelujah.
That's called unity.
Unity.
And the glory of the Lord, the day that this broadcasts, Gloria, we might, you and I, be knocked down by the glory of the Lord.
That would be good.
Wouldn't that be good? Because Hallelujah. We got in unity and we thought on the beauty of his name.
When we come back, I'm going to pray for you. Just keep thinking about the name. We're going to pray for your healing and your deliverance. We'll be right back.
It is God's language. It is His Word. It is His thoughts spoken and written to us. It is the Hebrew language, the revelation and the light of God.
It is Hebrew that was used by God to convey His will and His ways, His laws, and His insights.
Begin your journey to discover deeper revelations in God's Word with the Treasures in the Hebrew Language package. Find out why it's so important to study Hebrew, learn key words, and start writing Hebrew letters as you watch the DVD Elementary Hebrew Lesson 1, The Alphabet. Enjoy singing the Alphabet song also included with the DVD. Then add more to your newfound knowledge with the books How the Hebrew Language Grew by Edward Horowitz and The Secret of Hebrew Words by Benjamin Black. Order the Treasures in the Hebrew Language package today and step into a whole new realm of revelation for your life. Order the Treasures in the Hebrew Language package today for only $55, an excellent resource for your personal study that will give you more insight into the Word of God and a deeper understanding of the Jewish culture. Purchase this four-product package online through our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Thinking on the name of the Lord. We're thinking on His great and mighty name. And we are going to receive healing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You just, all you have to do is know that He is the Lord, your healer. He mm-hmm. is a healer. That's a name. He is a healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. I'm going to pray
yes,
for
that's
you.
That's true.
And I want you to just take it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person right now that's thinking up on your name and that has been in agreement with Billy and me today, receiving this word, this mighty, blessed word about you. We think on your name. And Lord, right now, while we're thinking on your name, we're thinking of Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are our healer. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to speak the word of faith. And I believe every person listening will be healed all over the world whenever this is watched. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing. We've been taught in the New Testament to to command in the name of Jesus people to be healed and to receive our healing in that name. So you receive it right now in Jesus' name. Begin to do what you couldn't do. Just jump up from there and begin to do what you couldn't do. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
All over the world. The name. We give the name of Jesus. It's above every name. Be healed in Jesus' name. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, right now's the time. Hell is a real place. It's not just a fairy tale. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. So just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior right now. You've been healed. You receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Healing is in your salvation. Blessing is in your salvation. Say, I receive you right now, Jesus. I give my heart to you. And you know from this time you've made that commitment. You are changed on the inside. That happened to you today for the first time, or even if you just want to know more about what happened to you in the past, write us and we'll send you the free salvation package. We love to give people the salvation package. So you let us know and we'll send it to you. This is Billy and Gloria. We thank you for being with us this week. We want to remind you before I go to come to Washington, D.C. campaign. That is in November the 13th through the 15th in Woodbridge, Virginia. It's one of our most exciting meetings. If you can't come, watch it on kcm.org. This is Billy and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. To help you get started learning your Bible, they have put together a special salvation package, which includes 5 books and a study brochure. Request your free package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the fullness of blessing. Take hold of the promises of God and receive the manifestation of the blessing without measure.
And healing.
We believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I just wanted to show you about what God gave me and about meditating on his name. Yes, he's going to bless you for it. You're going to get great reward in the future. But I'm telling you right now, thinking on the power in his name can deliver you.
Amen.
And get you through.